Hey, it's Dan Patrick. Here's your chance to score with Maaco Auto Body Shop. Join us in San Francisco for Super Week. That's right, a trip for two, airfare, hotel stay, and VIP access to see us do our show. Maaco also giving away 5 free paint jobs and 10 swag bags. Enter daily for a chance to win. Get official rules at danpatrick.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to contiguous U.S. D.C. residents 18 or over. Ends 11/23/25.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, home is supposed to be the safe place until the air turns cold, the couch sinks beside you, and a voice you know whispers your name. Today, when the house whispers back.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. And yes, 855-853-4802 is our phone number. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd absolutely love to hear them. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com to share your ghost stories with us. I'm Tony. That's Todd. And how are you this fine day?
Doing well. It's going to be weird not having Carol around.
I know. Carol's off in Spain. She's globetrotting all around us. We should get
to is that a place you'd ever want to go, Spain?
I think so. I mean, I don't really, it's not on the top of my list. Like, right, I must go to Spain, but you know, that's maybe. It's not on the do not travel list, I guess.
I was just trying to think of like places I would want to go to. I don't know that I would like choose to, but I know she was very excited and she's got some friends there and all that kind of stuff. So looking forward to having her tell some stories when she gets back.
So she's definitely, I'm sure, going to go to some haunted places. She always does. It's always interesting to hear about that. Where would you go if you had any place in the world you got the ticket? Where would you go?
See, I don't think I'd leave the country.
No,
probably Canada. I'd love to go to Toronto or something like that. I love Vancouver's awesome, but I've never been to Toronto. So I'd probably check that out only because I know the language pretty well and they have poutine. So that would be the reason why I'd go.
Now, we didn't have poutine growing up in Wisconsin, but I did learn it is a kind of a Michigan thing. It is kind of a Minnesota thing. They have it in both those places. why did we not have the poutine?
Isn't that kind of crazy, especially with cheese curds and stuff like that? Yes. Here? Like, you would think that it would be a natural tie-in, but you're right. And I know Upper Michigan, if you go up there, poutine's kind of big.
And I get it. It's a heavy food when it's cold. It's fries with gravy and melted cheese curds on top. And you can do like other stuff on it too, can't you?
You can do pretty much whatever you want. Some people put a little beef on it and stuff like that too.
Yeah. But
I mean, listen, it's Wisconsin. Everything we eat is pretty heavy anyway. So you would think that that'd be a natural tie-in.
I wonder if it like doesn't agree with alcohol or something. That'd be the one reason why it wasn't a hit in Wisconsin. It's like, that doesn't agree with that. Poutine before liquor, never been sicker. Like, you don't do that.
I'll go ahead and make that test this week and I'll tell you how it turns out.
How did the poutine work out?
Yeah. The glass there, just a little ice water?
I have actually Breeze. This is it's not an advertisement. This is the social tonic. It's actually a water. It's like a energy-ish drink with THC, CBD, and lion's mane in it. So,
what does the lion's mane do?
Turns into a lion.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it does. It's like Teen Wolf, kind of. I'm growing the chest hair and everything.
I really wish you wouldn't have done that. There are a lot of things I don't mind seeing in life that was not what I was ready for.
Well, just wait till I'm dressed as the Doobie Brothers for Halloween.
Oh, my God.
All of them, like just multiple heads attached to one. And then I'll be Michael McDonald in the middle.
I love
and
that.
I'll have a little keyboard player here, and it'll be dun, 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 dun. What a fool, Billy. It'll be great. I can't wait.
I'm sorry, but they were only good with him. And when he left, or even before he was with them, I don't think they were as good. He brought it.
I agree. I saw them actually with my parents about a year or two ago, 2 years ago, I think. They were in town with Michael McDonald in the group.
Oh, wow.
It was good. It's funny because Carol saw them the night before in Wichita, I think. And she's like, I think Michael McDonald was like really drunk or really high or something, because he was like just kind of going off and riffing on all the songs. And the other brothers were like, the hell's he doing? And then she's like, what was it like there? And I'm like, spot on. Like, didn't go off weird or like, it sounded exactly like all of his parts. I don't know.
Maybe he was drinking the Breeze with the lion's mane and that.
He might have had a little lion's mane that night, with the Doobie Brothers, let's go to our phone call. Actually, I'm going to read a story here.
Oh, cool.
All right, let's go with this. It starts out like this. Some nights carry an edge you can't explain, an electric charge that hums beneath the ordinary, until you realize you're not alone. That October evening had begun like any other, but for her, it would become the night, her home, the one place that should have felt safe, turned strange and unwelcoming. For a few blissful days beforehand, things had been quiet. She had almost managed to forget about the other incident, the phantom touch that had grazed her cheek one evening and left her rattled. It had taken days for the lingering fear to wear off, but by late October, she convinced herself it was behind her. Life had returned to its usual rhythm. She was 20, almost 21, straddling that space between independence and the gentle reach of her parents' rules. She had worked during the day, friends to keep her company, and no reason to expect the quiet of her house to betray her. That night, October 28th, was her parents' 25th wedding anniversary. Her father had gone out of his way to surprise her mother, a getaway at the Marriott in Hollywood, dinner and tickets to a live taping of a sitcom at Warner Brothers Studios. She thought it was sweet and a little romantic. She waved them off that afternoon, happy for them, happy to have the house to herself for a change. Her parents still hated the idea of her being home alone, but she wasn't worried. By the time she pulled into the driveway after work, the sun had already fallen, and the street was bathed in that half light where porch lamps seemed to glow extra bright. She let herself in at around 6:30, kicking off her shoes and welcoming the comfortable hush that settled over the living room. Later, one of her friends stopped by to keep her company for a few hours. They talked, flipped through channels, shared snacks on the couch, just enough noise to keep the silence at bay. But her friend had to leave by 11. That left her with the house, an older, familiar house that now felt larger in the dark, its shadows stretching longer across the walls. She decided not to retreat to her bedroom, which seemed too quiet or too far from the front door. Instead, she stayed in the living room, the one space that always felt lively because it held the memories of family movie nights. She queued up the shows she had her and her dad liked watching together, the ones they recorded so they wouldn't miss a single episode. The flickering television washed the room in an unsteady glow of blues and golds, familiar enough to keep her from feeling entirely alone. An hour passed without incident. She was starting to relax when she heard it, a noise, not the soft settling of wood or the faint hum of the refrigerator. This sound was deliberate, foreign in the usual rhythm of the house. Her body reacted before her mind could catch up. Her shoulders tensed, her breath slowed. She muted the television and listened. The silence that followed was heavy and complete, like the house itself was holding its breath, pushing herself off the couch. She moved towards the sound. Her bare feet made no noise against the carpet as she slipped into the kitchen, eyes adjusting to the darkness, nothing. The counters gleamed under the low light from the stove clock. She stepped into the dining room, the faint smell of pine cleaner still lingering on the polished table. Again, nothing. But as she retraced her steps back towards the living room, everything changed. Midway down the hall, she felt it. A sudden drop in temperature, so sharp and startling, it made her gasp. It was as if she'd stepped across an unseen boundary into a pocket of winter. The air wrapped around her like a freezer door had swung open, a wall of cold that crept over her skin and sank into her spine. Her instinct screamed at her to run. She bolted the remaining steps back to the living room and leapt onto the couch like a child hiding from the monster beneath the bed. The TV was still running, but the comfort it had given her moments before had vanished. She hadn't been sitting more than a few seconds when another sensation overtook her. This one harder to explain. A heaviness began to seep into her body, draining her of energy, starting in her legs as if the life were being pulled from them first. Her pulse raced, but her muscles felt slow, as though she'd been hit with sudden fatigue, and then she felt it. Someone or something had joined her. She couldn't see anyone in the room, but the couch dipped just slightly beside her, the way it would if someone sat down next to her. A moment later, an invisible hand settled onto her thigh with a pressure that was too distinct to mistake. It wasn't the brush of a blanket or her imagination. She could feel the shape of a palm resting against her leg. The shock of that touch shattered her paralysis. She shot up off the couch and ran. She didn't stop to grab her phone, didn't turn off the television, didn't even think to switch off the lights. Every instinct in her screamed that she needed distance, distance between herself and whatever unseen presence had just touched her. She tore across the hallway towards the front door, the sound of her own heartbeat roaring in her ears. But she hadn't made it halfway down the hall when she heard it. Her own name, spoken clearly, called out from the living room that she had just fled. Her blood ran cold. It was the last straw. She didn't pause to think or listen again. She shoved open the door and bolted outside into the night air. The cool breeze hit her face like a shock of reality, but it didn't slow her racing pulse. She stood under the glow of a streetlight, arms wrapped around herself, scanning the darkened windows of her own home. She wanted to call someone, anyone, but she left her cell phone behind on the coffee table. She didn't know the neighbors well enough to knock on a door at midnight, so she walked up and down the block, her sneakers crunching softly against the sidewalk. She kept moving to keep the panic at bay. The air outside felt lighter, easier to breathe, as if the walls of the house had been pressing down on her. For 45 minutes, she stayed out there circling the street, trying to convince herself, she'd imagined it all, that she could go back inside. Finally, her need to retrieve her phone pushed her back to the front door. The house was dark except for the glow of the TV. Every sound seemed amplified as she crept inside, the quiet hum of the refrigerator, the faint whine of the ceiling fan. She didn't look towards the couch, didn't linger to see if anything was waiting. She snatched her phone from where it lay, its screen dark and harmless, and fled to her bedroom, locking the door behind her with shaking fingers. Every light in the room blazed to life as she sank down onto the bed. The glow didn't chase away the memory of that invisible hand, but it was enough to let her feel like she'd reclaimed some control. Eventually, exhaustion won out over fear, and she drifted off into a shallow, restless sleep. Morning sunlight spilling through the curtains gave the house an almost normal look, but the memory of what had happened clung to her like a second skin. The hallway, where the cold was wrapped around her, felt the same in daylight, yet she couldn't forget how it had turned into an unseen freezer the night before. She couldn't forget the voice calling her name in a room she'd just fled. For days afterward, she replayed the night in her head, trying to explain it away. Maybe the cold spot had been a draft. Maybe the draining sensation in her legs was exhaustion after a long workday. Maybe the pressure on her thigh was her imagination playing tricks on her. But the problem with that reasoning was the voice, someone speaking her name in an empty house. It wasn't the first strange experience she'd had. She believed that whatever had been haunting her friend, Chad's house months earlier, hadn't stayed there. It had followed her home. That idea gnawed at her. The thought that it wasn't the house that was haunted, but her. She tried to laugh it off, sometimes joked to friends about having a ghost stalker, but the humor never quite landed. The events of that night have been too vivid. The cold air, the draining weight, the unmistakable feeling of a hand resting on her thigh. The voice calling her back. And there was something else, an unshakable impression that she couldn't name. Whatever it was hadn't just been passing through. It had felt personal, almost as if it was aware of her specifically. In the weeks that followed, she found herself double-checking doors, leaving the hallway light on at night, pausing before stepping into darkened rooms, as though expecting to feel that freezing wall of air again. Her home no longer felt like just a house. It was a place she approached with caution, as if it were hiding something in its corners, waiting for her to let her guard down again. When she talks about that night now, there's a tremor of disbelief in her voice, as if part of her still hopes it wasn't real. But the details, the hand on her thigh, the name spoken in the dark, are etched too deeply to dismiss. She knows what she felt. And she knows that once something unseen crosses the line between the air around you and the body you live in, the sense of safety you once took for granted doesn't come back easily. The house is the same. The lights switch on, the TV hums, and the furniture sits unmoved. But she can't shake the feeling that it's all just a set dressing now, masking something else entirely. Something that waits and watches and still remembers her name. There you go. Thoughts on that.
Remember when you were younger and you had the pleasure of your parents not being home and you could spend time alone at home by yourself and not have to deal with it? I don't know as a young person if there's anything more liberating than that. Like you had the rule of the entire house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My parents never did that. Like... I think my parents hated one another, so they never went on date nights or out to dinner or anything like that. There was always family outings, so I never had that as a child.
So there was always one there, no matter what.
Always, always. And
what about like during the week? Like if you were sick or something from school and they were they at work or was mom home? Or
first of all, we really weren't allowed to be sick from school.
Okay.
Like you went to school either way. I think my sister actually went to, in her high school years, all 4 years, never missed a day. Like that's how it was.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, it's too bad that she had this freeing experience with her parents going out on this date. And then she has this weird stuff happen. Mm-hmm. And I think the thing that's the creepiest, like you can, You can come up with reasons why there's a cold spot. You can come up with reasons why maybe it feels like somebody sat next to you, whatever. But to hear your name.
Yeah.
That's weird. Have you ever had an experience like that?
Not my name. We did have a guy that was on the Grave Talks that does a lot with spirit boxes.
Yeah.
That sent me a clip, and he claims that he was talking to the operator on the other side of the spirit box, and to show me how it worked, he sent me this clip, and he said, "Do you know who I'm having on the show this week?" And it was Tony Wiertzki.
That's crazy.
Now, if it was legit, crazy. I have no reason to think it wasn't. I mean, I wasn't there like when it happened. He just sent me the clip, you know, of it. And I was like, okay, you know, he's someone who likes being on the show and was on fairly frequently. So, you know, I people sell themselves. I'm not saying that's what it was, but it was, I don't know if I'm in disbelief of it because it was so clear or what. I don't know. I still am kind of like, I don't know.
You don't happen to have that laying around someplace, do you?
Somewhere.
Would it be in an episode someplace?
Somewhere, probably. Okay. I think.
I mean,
I'm not sure where. I'm trying to think if he like texted it to me or if he. It's probably in an old message. I have to go find it.
I've done a lot of work with spirit boxes, and you can sometimes create what you want out of some of that stuff.
Sure.
And I've had my name where it was very clearly Todd, but it's one syllable.
Mm-hmm.
You had four, Tony.
Yeah.
Bruce, and to get your last name in there is the crazy part. I've never had that ever happen in any investigation with anybody's name before. I've heard Michael. I've heard Cassandra, which is interesting. But to get first and last name, four syllables, is really crazy.
Again, that's what I'm saying. Like, I know that's not an easy feat.
No.
So again, I will look it up. It's either in a Facebook message. I don't think it would be on a text. I don't think he has my cell phone number. It's in an email or a Facebook message. I'll look for it. And I'll bring it back next week if I can find it. It was a couple years ago. But yeah, I'd be curious to get your thoughts on how it sounds. I mean, you can emulate that, but
you can. I think how many years ago was this?
This is probably 5, 6, 7 years ago.
A short period of time, but even in that amount of time, things have progressed where it could be very easily faked now, but probably not then. I would love to hear it and just see what it sounds like.
And then suddenly you hear a little clip of Jewel in it, and it's like, and then Fastball starts, and it's The Way. It's very bizarre. There's like
Tony Wiertzki. That's crazy.
It was. I'm like, oh, that's okay. I don't know. Other than that, no, I've never had a audible. I don't think I've ever heard like an audible sound of like a ghost doing any. I've heard like noises, but like more like environmental noises, not vocal coming out of nothing.
I think the craziest time for me, we were investigating, and I know I've told this story like 100 times, but we were investigating like a martini bar, and we hadn't been getting much, but as we were starting to wrap up and, you know, just doing some laid back kind of stuff, like right in front of us, there was a two-person conversation. Now, I couldn't tell you exactly what was said, but the voices were right there. And it wasn't like somebody upstairs. I mean, it wasn't like that. It was crystal clear, like they were actually right there in the room. And I was kind of blown away by it. I'm pretty sure that we caught it on audio.
Yeah.
But it's like, how does this even frickin' happen?
Yeah. And what, I mean, is it a ghost? Is it?
Is it another timeline, right? Where people, it's still an old bank or something, which I think is what that building was at the time. And she's putting in a deposit slip to put in some cash in her account or something. It's crazy because I think we automatically think, well, it's ghosts, right? Mm-hmm. But what is that? I mean,
it's a very generic definition that we throw out there for things that we can't explain that are are kind of people related, you know? But, you know, what does that mean? Is it a dead person? Is that some sort of energy? Is it something that could eventually be scientifically proven of, look, this is some way sound travels or sits, or I don't know. I mean, I'm wondering if someday more of these things will be able to be explained and they'll look back and go, and they thought it was ghosts. They thought it was the dead. It's like, no, we all know that that energy rests here and it can be replayed. And sometimes it naturally, you know, like there'll be an explanation for it.
Yeah.
You know, just like we look at things from many, many years ago and like they thought that putting leeches all over you was going to be a great idea.
Like, we sit and laugh at that stuff. Yeah. People, like you said, people will look at us and go, I can't believe they didn't know this.
They will. They would, without a doubt, will. Or the AI bots will laugh at the remnants of people and go, I can't believe they didn't know this. Glad we destroyed them in the course of a week.
The AI bots are actually very scary.
They are. They are very scary.
Never thought we'd be in a world where this was going on or that it was even possible, right?
No.
I mean, and it's crazy.
I remember being blown away when I could log on to Netflix. And like, holy shit, it plays the movies right here.
Right.
Because I remember Netflix of, you know, you had your queue and I did like the 3 queue. So I could constantly like have two DVDs out or Blu-rays or whatever the hell it was at the time. And then you kind of figured out your system of like, I'd have one that was like a sitcom disc. So I'd have like 4 or 5 episodes and I had a movie and you kind of rotate that up and you ration your watching because there's only so many, you know, you're getting in the mail a week.
Who knew that you could order something from your house and it show up like a couple of hours later in a delivery van? Like
virtually anything, too.
Yeah. The crazy
stuff. Who would have thought home delivery would be a big thing again? Remember like the catalogs of like the JCPenney catalog and all that, and all that went away. And it was like, people did home delivery. That was so silly. Why would you do that when you can go to this? Now it's like, that's all we do.
Like every mall in America now is empty. Gone. There's nothing there. And I spent my entire childhood walking malls.
I mean,
that's what you did on a Saturday afternoon.
Oh, I know. I love old malls. It's so depressing. There's a Facebook page for the hometown mall that we had.
Yep.
Do you follow it at all?
Yes, I do. I do.
Yep, they always got interesting pictures out there. There's a picture that I think is of my mother. From the 70s on there. No, I really think it is because she worked there and it's a picture that's two women sitting by the fountain, the big ball fountain.
Yeah,
it's a black and white one. It pops up quite frequently. I think one of the girls is my mom. It looks just like her. And it would have been the time that she was like working around at the mall at that moment.
Did you send it to her and say, hey mom, is this you?
I did. And she thinks it's her.
Crazy.
I know. I was like, I think that's my mom. Yeah. But yeah, the mall that is no more, the ghost malls.
It's completely gone, right? It's completely knocked down now, I think.
I think there's that piece that's still connected to Kohl's.
Okay.
That's still there. I went into there several years ago with a camera and walked around and that was creepy as shit. I wonder I don't know if any, I thought they were going to use it for something, but
I'm not sure what's there anymore. Yeah. Sad times.
things go to that town and die.
Including people. Let's
including people. Yes. Like we're going to put a big mire here. You better knock down your mall. They knocked them all down. Oh, we changed our mind. Would you like a gas station? Fond du Lac. All right, there you go. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to our bonus episodes and advanced episodes and all this stuff, check us out on Apple Podcasts. Our premium channel is there, or patreon.com and search Real Ghost Stories Online. All right. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back.
Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.